tailbone. To start to use the full capacity of your lungs. And allow the mind to do whatever the mind wants to do. As you tune into that frequency of your breath. Which becomes very much like the sound of the ocean. So you can determine the right pace here. Maybe slowing down if you've had a high-speed week, if you've been working a lot, not sleeping as much as you'd like to. Or maybe breathing with a bit more vigor to assist the body in regenerating. If you've been very active, if you've been doing a lot of physical exercise. Both styles of breathing have their place here. You can kind of oscillate between the two. But if you've had a stressful week, I'll start to expand the breath capacity to assist the body in circulating all of the blood through the body, which mostly happens in your heart. Breathe to soothe your heart muscle. Notice how the shoulders start to get involved. And try to pull the southern tips of your shoulder blades together behind the back. Create lift in the bottom of the sternum, this little extension at the bottom of the sternum called the xiphoid process. And then as you exhale, squeeze those rib muscles back towards your spine. And notice the added length in your lower back. Using your inhales to explore the areas that you're stabilizing with your core and the exhales. Oh, just about five more here. Finding the deepest squeeze that you can manage. So last four, this fourth exhale, three quarters of the way through the nose. One last little bit through the mouth. Then inhale through your nose. We'll do three more just like that. Bit of lift in the heart and the chest. Then exhale three quarters of the way through the nose. Last quarter through the mouth. Inhale, fill up through your nose. Tuck the chin and lengthen by pressing your sitting bones down. Lengthen the back of the neck. Exhale, three quarters through the nose. A little bit through the mouth. And then last one. Inhale as slowly as you can into the lower back. Exhale through the nose, three quarters of the way. And exhale through the mouth to empty and hold your exhale after it finishes. Nice. Inhale through your nose. Sweet. Then bring your left hand to the outside of your right thigh. Bring your right hand to the outside of your left hip. And press the back of your right hand into your left hip as much as you can. Then start to pull your right shoulder blade down the spine, away from the neck, As you inhale, lift the right side of your chest. Open up your sternum to the right. And then with your exhale, squeeze your abdominal muscles back. Now 8 more breaths here. Keep pressing with that right hand. Notice all of that discomfort fading away. 3 more breaths here. And last inhale, opening your chest to the right. As you exhale, release your hands slowly. Bring them to your left side, right hand outside of the left thigh. The left hand's going to move as slowly as you need to the outside of your right hip. Begin to press with the back of your left hand. Pull that left shoulder blade down. Then with your inhale, lift your chest. Notice the movement in your lower back, the articulation of those lowest bones of the spine. And then support them as much as you can with your core, by squeezing those exhales to empty. And notice the left shoulder blade and the left trap. Try to relax that left side of your neck. For 4. For 2. Last inhale here, lifting the chest. As you exhale, bring the sternum back to center. Lift onto your knees, bring your right forearm to meet your left at the lower back. So you're in a camel pose, grasping both forearms. You can press your feet together if you had the block. If you're sitting on the block, you can press your feet into the block. And don't worry about it if not. As you inhale, lift your chest. And with your exhale, squeeze your core back. Try to engage your abdominals toward your forearms. Take all the creasing out of the spine so that as you inhale, the chest lifts, the spine and the head release back a bit. Exhale, squeeze Uddiyana. Curl tailbone down. Inhale, lift your sternum for 3. Exhale, squeeze those lower abdominals for 2. Last exhale, squeezing to empty. Inhale, fill up as much as you can. Say hi to the sky. And as you exhale, bring your spine up to neutral. Lower your hands down to the floor in front of you. If your arms are going numb, that's cool. You know, enjoy that. And then walk your hands forward as much as feels good. Once your elbows lower down to the floor, then traction your arms back by just sitting the heels or hips back towards your heels. You can kind of drag your elbows to stretch out your armpit muscles. And bring the knees as wide as you'd like. After spending all that time in a hero's pose, it might be nice to stretch the inner thighs a bit more than the lower back. And try to find as much appreciation for these breaths as you can. You only get to be here one time. Start to enjoy those breaths as much as you can, using the full capacity of the lungs and starting to reach down into those lowest lumbar bones in the sacrum and in the tailbone. You can start to curl the tailbone down towards the heels, elongating the inhales. Notice what starts to rise up from the bottom of your iceberg. Or, you know, processing that hasn't quite finished yet from the events of the week. It can start to flow through you, but try not to attach to any of it, right? But try to relinquish it as you explore it. Like the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, you know, goes to war, but he doesn't want to. Right? He's like, this shit sucks. I don't want to do this. But he does it anyways, because he has to. So allowing for, you know, whatever needs to rise up. Notice any dialogue that starts to come up. Try to watch it as it happens. You can like laugh at it a little bit. And that makes it way easier than taking it seriously, I think. You start taking it too seriously, you know, you can blow out an O-ring, so be careful. Now just about 5 more breaths here. I'm practicing a little bit of patience. It's really difficult to practice in our culture. Everything's so instantaneous. But I strongly believe that this place has its own intrinsic rewards. And just by being here, you get to, you know, enjoy them. Don't have to really do anything except for show up, which is the hardest part, you know? It really is, I think. One last breath in here. A gentle sigh out through the mouth. And lean weight forward onto your hands. Move into all fours. And either take some cat-cows, we'll be here for 5 breaths, or just hold your spine parallel to the floor for 5 breaths. Press down into your kneecaps. Find some spaces that feel kind of weak or that are painful to press on in your kneecaps. And then spend some time applying pressure. Because your kneecaps are like armor, so you want to make sure they a little bit tough, you know, they have some grit to them. but not too much though. You know, once you find that edge of sensation where it's like, oh no, it's too much, then just back off of that and try to find those dull sensations where you kind of know what's going on. You know it's getting stronger. You don't really want to be there, but you do it so that it gets easier over time. And so your kneecaps are stronger when you go running next week or whatever, you know. Because it's protecting those ligaments inside of your knees. It's so important. A couple of hip circles, too. You could pull the hips to the left and to the right just to find some release for your spine. And then if you brought them clockwise for a breath, bring them counterclockwise for a breath. Or, you know, vice versa. We'll start getting really complicated with this cueing. And then bring your right foot to the outside of your right hand. Keep relaxing your head down towards the floor. And squeeze your right knee in towards your right shoulder as much as feels good, right? Not too much, but you want to feel a little bit of shaking on that right side. And eventually you're going to lower your forehead towards the back of your right heel. So forearms can release down. But try to keep squeezing that right knee in instead of opening up the right hip. Because that'll help you to stabilize in your lower back a bit more than the hip stretch will. We'll try to find that edge between lowering your forearms down and squeezing the right knee towards the shoulder. There's a gray area in between those two spaces where you can stabilize and stretch the lower back at the same time. And squeezing that knee in with the exhales will pretty much do the trick. So about four more breaths here. If you're pretty deep into the engagement, notice the space between the lower back and your right hip. And try to pull that right hip back so the spine lifts in that right inner thigh. For two. One more exhale here, relaxing your head and your jaw and all of the muscles of your face. And press your hands down into the floor inside of that right foot. Lower your right knee where the right foot was. You can bring that right shin as far forward as you want to. I say keep the right shin further back to start and then open it up as you deepen into the stretch. But you know, you can totally customize this stuff. And then left leg extends back. You can open up that left hip. But if you haven't tried it before, try placing your right glute on the floor and then deepening into the stretch from there. So you can relax into the right side of the pelvis. You'll stretch that right side out nice and then start to get into the left quadricep and left leg. Your breath is kind of like a river. So as you adventure, you know, up and down the spine, try to find some eddies in the river or some places that, you know, maybe aren't circulating as well or that just have a little bit of stagnation. And spend some time breathing into those areas. And maybe starting with the shoulder blades, moving through the rib cage, all those intricate little muscles that connect your ribs, the fins of your spine. And starting to work your way into the kidneys, right above the hips. To your left. Yeah. Now try to open your chest up to the left a little bit more so you can lay this all the way on the thigh and then extend that arm forward. Yeah, right there. This is my new favorite pigeon variation. So about 10 breaths from now, try extending that left leg all the way back and notice if it, you know, it's kind of like approaching the stretch from the opposite direction. Five more breaths here, going nice and slow. Like you're allowing the speed of the river to determine how fast you go rather than, you know, exerting any effort. Allowing the body to just go at the pace that it wants to go at. As long as your breathing doesn't stop, right? Sometimes it's easy to forget to breathe, especially in these half pigeons. Well, sometimes I'll wake up and have been passed out for a little bit, you know, like, oh, my hip is so loose now. It's kind of cool. I'll take one last breath in here. Lengthen it out to saturate the lower back. And a gentle sigh out through the mouth. And then you're going to take your block, place it underneath your right hip, right glute. Yeah. Try not to break my recorder. And then swing your left leg forward. And before we move into the full twist, we're just going to move into a shoulder stretch. The right hand presses down outside of the right thigh. As you inhale, swim your left arm over. Reach your left hand to the outside of the left hip, and then bring your right hand back to meet your left. And then relax your forehead down towards the right knee. And if anybody needs a strap, just let me know. I'll go grab a bunch, you know, just in case. Hey, you guys all got it. Sweet. Try to pull the shoulder blades as far away from the skull as you can. Use those inhales to lengthen out the triangle between your skull and the shoulder blades. Pull back. Yeah, try to bring it right in there and breathe length into that lower back area. Yeah, right there. Nice. Three more breaths here. Big inhales down to the bottom of the spine. Try to relax this trap. Nice. Yeah, lift that chest a little bit more. Yeah, you can keep relaxing the head down, though. Oppose the head relaxing with the lift in your sternum. Yeah, collarbones pull back. Yeah, there you go. Well, last breath in here. Lengthen out the inhale as much as you can. And then as you exhale, release your bind. Bring your left foot to the outside of your right thigh. You can adjust the block a little bit, you know, my hope. And bring your left forearm outside of your left thigh and move into a spinal twist. Try to empty your lungs with every exhale here. Each breath kind of has its own life cycle. So try to fully express those life cycles. Explore them. You have 40 trillion cells inside of you. A lot of space to adventure into, you know? And as much as we adventure outside of our bodies, you know, we're never really outside of our bodies. About five more here. And last inhale here, lift the sternum, open it up slightly to the left. Try to relax your neck a little bit more. And as you exhale, release your upper body back to neutral, you know, no counter twist just yet. Bring your left foot to the front of your right ankle or just to the left of your right shin. And then take your right hand outside of your left foot and extend that left leg forward. Try to keep the left heel pressing straight forward. And use that to tilt the upper body back as much as feels comfortable. So not too much. But lengthening out the lower back by pulling that left hip down, kind of squaring the hip down, little bend in the knee. And then broaden through the shoulders. Reach that left pointer finger towards the back of the room. For two. A last inhale here, looking towards your left thumb. As you exhale, slowly bend the right knee, lower your right heel down to the floor. Take your left elbow to the inside of your left knee, and then as you inhale, take a little counter twist to your right. Now with your exhale, you have options. You can either do a downward dog or just move into all fours again. So rotate onto your knees, tuck your toes behind you if you want to take a downward dog. Otherwise, just spend these five breaths in your cow pose, you know. Sometimes doing less in your yoga practice is far more enjoyable, right? And it's important to enjoy ourselves while we do this, I think. You know, we don't want to torture ourselves, you know, because it makes it very unsustainable, I think. That's why I think in the last 5 years, Bikram studios have like halved their numbers. It's like 5,000 now instead of 10. And people want that deeper yoga, you know? A couple more breaths here. Last inhale, lift your hips, lift your heels up high. Then as you exhale, bend your knees down to the floor. You can hover them for a moment or two before setting the knees down. And then step your left foot outside of your left hand. And move into your low lunge with your left foot outside of the left hand. Left knee squeezing towards your left shoulder. Oh yeah, I got you. Mm-hmm. And then head starts to move behind that left ankle. Relax the face, Relax the neck. Maybe lower your forearms down to the floor. It's up to you. No. Maybe one forearm. But try to keep that left thigh squeezing towards the ribs. And very similar to a cat pose, you can squeeze your abdominals up towards the spine to relax tension from the neck. How about four more here? Take one last huge breath in here. With your exhale, squeeze the left knee towards your left shoulder as much as you can. Pull your abdominals up and relax your face. And then bring some weight into your hands. Bring your left hand outside of your left foot. Left knee lowers to where your left foot was. And then left hip can lower all the way down. Or you can keep the hip lifted. You know, I've been spending more time with the hip lifted now, and it still feels pretty, a little bit irritated, but it's a nice way to kind of deepen into the stretch. So maybe start there for a few breaths, and then lower your thigh all the way down. Lower your head towards the bicep, and take a little time with the floor. It really helps me to appreciate things in my life. So. Especially once you start to love the floor, you know, you're like, this spot is so nice. But as soon as you notice the mind creeping back in, like those shadows at the edges of your eyes. You know, can't quite see them until they're fully visible. Or never really quite see them all the way. But keep refocusing on the depth of breathing. On saturating your bones. Because as much as it may feel like your bones are these big rocks, they're circulating organs. They hold most of the mineral deposits for the entire body. And they're a big part of your body's communication methods. Like your endocrine system involves the bones quite a bit, so it helps you to grow. So almost like you're digging out some space with your breath, like you're digging a hole. I'm trying to see what you find at the bottom. As I guarantee you're not going to find nothing. You might find a whole bunch of shit, you know, but there's probably not going to be nothing there until you move through all that shit, you know? And after a while, there starts to be less and less. Until eventually it just all becomes one big ray of sunshine. Blinding light. notice anything that's holding you back from enjoying the space as fully as possible. Especially if it's dialogue. You know, comparisons are a tool of the ego. It makes it really hard to be fully where you are when you're comparing where you are to somewhere else or, you know, whatever. About 10 more breaths here, finding that deep appreciation. Four more breaths here. Our last one. Like you're going in slow motion, like that sound. Try to go as slowly as you can with your breath. Like you're Keanu Reeves bending backwards in the Matrix. A little bit more at the top, then hold it in. A little bit longer. A little bit longer. And exhale through the mouth. That one was for your heart. As these breathing exercises are so good for your chest cavity. It's crazy. It's crazy how good they are. So let's start to bring some weight into the hands. I did this really cool article on heart health and how breathing through your nose is really healthy for your heart. It's pretty cool. Like it helps with everything associated with heart disease, you know? So you can place the block underneath your left thigh, and then you're going to bring your right foot in front of your left ankle. You know, and you don't have to sit on the block. You could sit on the floor. I like to sit on the block just because it elevates the hips a little bit more and makes more space for the shoulders. Press down with your left hand. Swim the right arm up and over. You can grasp the strap with your left hand. Swim that right arm up and over. Right hand outside of the right hip, and then left hand moves to meet the right. You could dangle the strap over your right with the left hand. And then form the bind and relax your forehead down towards the toes. And try to keep the shoulder blades pulling together and down the spine, which will oppose the release in the upper body. It becomes this interesting balancing between lengthening the lower back and releasing your head down. Four more breaths here, breathing into the discomfort. Saying, ha, this isn't too much. Because you gotta laugh at it a little bit, you know? Especially when it gets really intense. That's when you start laughing maniacally, right? So last inhale here. Try to pull those shoulder blades down, away from the neck. And as you exhale, slowly release the bind. And then bring your right foot to the outside of your left thigh. And adjust the block a bit. And then left forearm outside of the right thigh. Right fingertips can tent outside of the right hip. About 10 more breaths here. Use your breath like a searchlight, going up and down the spine to find spaces that need some extra space, extra length, maybe extra support. Last couple breaths here. Pull those shoulder blades down. Squeeze Uddiyana Bandha back towards your shoulder blades. Then as you inhale, lift your chest as much as you can. With your exhale, release the upper body back to center. You're going to do something first though, right? I guess we can just do the counter twist. My memory's failing me right now. So open your chest up to the right, unless you remember what I'm missing. Oh yeah, grab the foot, that's where we go. Yeah, I knew it, see, I was like, I know we're missing something. Left hand outside of your right foot presses straight forward. Just to restabilize the hip and add some length back into that tailbone area. And four more breaths here. Then as the right arm reaches back, you can lean back to your own degree. You can just use that right arm for support if you wanted to. For two. We'll last inhale here. And as you exhale, let's lower that right heel next to your left knee. Bring your left heel next to the right. Cool. Then everybody's favorite pose, lift the heels off the floor. Boat pose. Now bend the knees a lot. We're going to do the yin version of boat pose, which is terribly fun. You know, it's not hard at all. But as you bend the knees, you know, and bring the heels towards your glutes, allow the backs of your legs to relax so you can focus on your lower back. And then maybe lower your heels for a couple breaths if that helps you to sit up higher. You know, you can decide if you need that at any point. Squeeze your core back as much as you can to support the lower back. So another 9 breaths here in about 2 minutes. And if this hurts your tailbone at all, that's like that good kind of stress, you know, that'll make it stronger next time. But try not to make it too much. You know, you don't want to walk away with a huge bruise, so it's hard to sit for the next week. You know? Make it reasonable, you know? About 4 more here. You can start to lean onto your sitting bones, feeling them out. It's typically one side is a lot tighter than the other, and that'll actually affect the entire body if you use the lower back on one side more than the other. Some deep exploration work here. And it requires an active breath, you know. 3 more here. Now sit as tall as you can in your spine. Use the inhales for added length. Exhale, squeeze your core to empty. Inhale as tall as you can. Sweet, and then heels lower down. Oof. Right hand lowers outside of your right hip. A little sway in the knees side to side. If your legs start to cramp, you can extend them forward and shake the knees out for a couple breaths. But they might not. Bring your left forearm outside of the right thigh. And notice how the left knee wants to open up. Try to bring your knees together. Notice what that does to the bones of the back. And carve out some space. This is an adaptation of one of the harder poses in Ashtanga. It's really an amazing back bend. Eventually, you might be able to form a bind with your hands on the outside of your left hip. Yeah, so the left arm would reach across the shins. Yeah, but the heels have to be pretty far back, you know, because you're reaching your hand around both of those knees. Yeah, that's pretty good, Annie. And then you do that with your butt off the floor in Ashtanga. But we don't have to do that here. You know, we can do it with our butt on the floor. Because it's yin, right? We get to be a little bit more lazy. Well, last inhale here, which actually I think makes it more healing and better for our metabolism. You go a little bit slower. And as you exhale, upper body back to center. Lower your left hand outside of the left thigh. Inhale, reach your right arm up and over. And then with your exhale, right forearm, right tricep outside of the left thigh. Give your abdominals a great big squeeze. Then with your inhale, open up the chest. Oh, 8 more breaths here. Take 3 more breaths here. Maybe start to lean your upper body and the right side of your ribs towards your quadriceps, towards the thighs. For 2. And last inhale, lifting the chest. As your exhale, upper body releases back to center. Wrap your arms around your shins and relax your eye sockets towards your kneecaps. Take your time to hollow out the core and empty your lungs all the way with the exhales here. For 2, start to press down into your sitting bones and breathe into the kidneys. Last inhale here, allow your head to lift to lengthen the entire backside of the spine. Then as you exhale, bring your hands to the outsides of your feet and extend your legs out about as wide as your shoulders, then press the knees into your triceps. Squeeze your core back with the first exhale. We got 4 more breaths here. Pull the shoulder blades back and down. Lift the heart. Lift the sternum. For 2. Last inhale, lifting. As you exhale, lay all the way back onto your spine and take a happy baby pose, extending your legs out wide and maybe touching your big toes down to the floor, which is actually a different pose altogether, but you can definitely explore the space between that and a happy baby. A lot of organ work today. And digestive tract stuff. of five more breaths here, you can start to find movement in the hips, swaying side to side, or maybe some circular movements. And the kidneys get a little bit of extra massage here. So try to spend some time on your left side, and right on the top of the pelvis, top of the sacrum, like right above the hip plate, is where your kidneys are. So you can rest on the left side and then on the right side for a breath for these last couple. And then you're going to release your hands from your feet and extend the legs straight up towards the sky. We only do a little bit of abdominals in this class, you know, so just keep that in mind. We're only going to do this once, and it's the only thing we're going to do. So you can skip it if you want to, but it'll probably feel really nice. So with your first exhale, squeeze the abdominals down towards your spine. Then inhale, reach the hands over your head and extend the heels 6 inches forward. Exhale, squeeze your abdominal muscles down towards the floor. Tiny bend in the knees. Maybe you're lengthening through the legs as you inhale, heels lower, another 6 inches. Exhale, squeeze your core to empty. Hands to the floor. Inhale, lower another 6 inches. Exhale, squeeze to empty. Yeah, you reach your hands back on the floor. So the shoulder blades are on the floor. Last inhale, lowering those heels 6 inches from the floor. Exhale, squeeze to empty. Or maybe you have one more, you know. Get to enjoy it for a bit longer. Inhale, lower those heels until they're 6 inches from the floor. Everybody. Squeeze your core as tight as you can, maybe bend the knees more, and then lower your feet down to the floor. And as you inhale, reach through the fingertips. Maybe a little yawn. Take one more Leviathan-sized inhale through your nose here, down into the depths. And exhale through your mouth. Take one of your blocks. Place it underneath the center of your rib cage for a fish pose. And then press the soles of your feet together. Open the knees up wide for Supta Baddha Konasana fish pose. Yeah, so you should be able to find a spot that's comfortable, you know, maybe play with it a little bit until you get there. But you want your shoulder blades to be on the block, probably, you know. Head might barely touch down on the floor. That's what I like the best, but it's going to be different for every set of shoulders and ribs. So try a few different positions, you know, go too hot, too cold, too high, too low. It's usually a good way to do it. Find that nice median area that's not too much. And then breathe with your heart. They say that Krishnamacharya could stop his heart rate with his breath. And I think in the future, that's probably one of the big ways they'll measure heart health is by measuring your lungs and the sound that comes out of your throat when you breathe. I think it's a huge thing, but it'll take a little while to get there. But literally massaging your heart with these breaths, slowing them down, and getting into those, you know, little nooks and crannies that probably have a little bit of excess cortisol, a little bit of excess stress hormone, or whatever, you know, that can degrade it over time. Trying to clean out all the old, which I don't think is possible all the way, unless you spend like really large amounts of time here, like weeks and months and years. But we can move towards that. Imagine there's a bright white light extending down from the sun into the center of your brain, into your pineal gland. That drips down the brainstem, into your spinal cord, into all the ribs, into your fingers and your toes, but especially into your center. On 10 more breaths here, diving into the space. Now here's the fun part. Our last 5 breaths, we're going to start to hold our breath for as long as we can. So try not to pass out. It's okay if you do, you know, nothing bad will happen, but try to let go before the edge, you know, try not to go past it. As you fill up the lungs all the way, sip in more and more until you feel almost like you're going to burst, and then hold that in for as long as you can. Notice how the thump slows and how your mind focuses on it. It's very cool, very interesting how that happens. Hold it for as long as you can, you know. And the exhale can flow out through the nose. Exhaling through the mouth will release the pressure. You know, you'll probably have to take a few breaths to build it up in the same way. So exhale through the nose. Then inhale through the nose and fill up all the way. A little bit more. A little bit more. And hold it in. Keep holding, keep going. Laugh at it, you know, ha, ha, ha. And then exhale through the nose, slowly. And 3 more. Big inhale through the nose. This is like the fountain of youth for real. This will make you live longer. Fill up a little bit more. A little bit more, hold it in. Hold it in. And exhale through the nose. Starting to find some light back there, huh? Squeeze to empty. Inhale, fill up all the way. Be patient, you know, a lot of space in there. A little bit more. A little bit more. And hold it in. Relax the face. Relax the brow. Hold it in. A little bit longer. We'll exhale through the nose. The last one. Squeeze to empty. And fill up all the way. No rush, you know, fill up all of those little spaces in the ribs. Sip in more at the top. A little bit more. Then hold it in. See how long you can go. Notice the thump. And exhale through your mouth. Roll over onto your side, bend the knees, bring your knees towards each other, then lower your knees to your right, roll onto your right arm, use it like a big pillow, and then spend some time on the floor. At first few breaths, squeeze your abdominals towards your back to relax the back, to relax the spine. Just squeezing the exhales out for these few breaths here. And last inhale here. And then we're simply going to extend your legs towards the back of the room. So lengthen your legs towards the front of your yoga mat. Sorry, I kind of messed it up. So extend your legs towards the front of the room, staying on that right side. And then you're going to extend the left leg towards the sky and take your left peace fingers to the left big toe. Outside of your right foot can curl on the floor. Pinky toe curls towards your face to stabilize. So you can extend through that right heel. Once you curl the toes back, you can balance with the outside of that right foot. So that's 7 breaths here. And you can bend the knee. You know, you don't have to have the leg extended all the way up. This can be more of a hip opener than a hamstring stretch if you want. Cool. Let's take one more inhale here. A little bend in that left knee. Then as you exhale, if you have a block behind your back, go ahead and remove it. I should have said that earlier. But lower your spine down to the floor. Open your left hip up to the left. So left hand stays on your left foot. Left hip opens up to your left side. Yeah, you bend the block. So hip opener on the left side. Can lower this foot all the way down. Yeah. You don't have to go all the way, but yeah, right there should be good. Do you want to grasp your big toe? Do you want to take your these two fingers to your big toe? Might be easier. Other side. Yeah. Yeah, right there. Then you can flex your big toe against them. Does that work for you? It'll make your fingers really strong. Yeah, for sure. It just shortens up the grip a little bit, you know. A couple more breaths here. Left leg out to the left. Right leg extended forward. Try to ground the right hip down into the floor. Press that right leg forward. No, no, that's good. Yeah, left leg out to the left. You don't have very much space here, so just bend your knee and open your hip up. Yeah, right there. Last inhale here, opening up the left hip. And then as you exhale, bring the left leg over and across the body for your spinal twist. Lower your left foot down to the right. And we're going to spend a bit of time here. So make sure you're comfortable. Then enjoy the space. Yeah, so you can just lay your feet on each other, you know, no problem. Yeah. But extend your left arm out to the left and bring your right hand to your left foot. So bring your right hand right here. Yeah, kind of outside. You can grasp outside of your foot. Yeah. I'll just leave you guys alone back there for a little bit. Notice as discomfort arises, or as the want to be somewhere else arises. Try to create whatever you're looking for outside of the yoga pose, you know, in the yoga pose. Because you don't really have to go anywhere else, right, to experience feelings, which is all we really experience anyways. And kind of grow them here. That makes sense. Oh, 5 more breaths here. Bend this knee for me a little bit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The hip's pretty tight. The hip's kind of tight, but it's all on the inside. Yeah. So what you gotta find a way to do is to squeeze this muscle right here. Yeah, and then stretch it. That's good, though. It's hard to reach, you know. Last inhale here, extending your left foot to the right. As you exhale, bring your left leg back to center. Lower your left foot down to the floor. And roll over onto your left side. And extend your right leg up towards the sky. You can use the strap if you want. And lasso the right leg. I just take my peace fingers to the big toe and then hold the leg up. But you could also, you know, bend your left knee and open, or bend the right knee and open up the right hip to get a little bit of hip opening action without too much in the hamstrings. Yeah, and then you can use that outside of the left foot on the floor, kind of like a fin, you know, like a rudder. You know, you press that heel down. Oh, yeah, right there. Sorry, I don't mean to touch your feet with my feet. That's kind of weird, you know? Somebody told me that one time in yoga. I was like, I had never even thought about that before. And it's nice to be on your side, you know? It's kind of like you're at the beach. A little bit of balance work, you know, laying on the couch. And last inhale here, extending your right leg up towards the sky. As you exhale, lean to your right, open the right hip up to the right, and move into your hip opener with the right leg extended out. Left leg extends forward. You can bend the right knee at least a little bit. If you have the strap, align the strap with the ball of your foot, and that'll make it easier to press your foot out to the right. Here, let me show you something cool. So think T-Rex, all right? Grasp your big toe, other way though. Yeah, there you go. Now extend your leg and try to lower it onto his nipple. That's pretty much where it's gonna go. Yeah, it's right there. Got it, right in the nip. Nice work. That means you've had a successful yoga class today. Last inhale here, pressing through your right heel, left heel, reaching with that left hand and the back of the skull, pulling back. Then as you exhale, bring the right leg up and across for your spinal twists. Bring the right leg across your body to the left. You can switch your hand that's grasping the foot at the midway point. You know, you don't even need to grasp the foot really though. You could just bend the knee and let it hang over there. You got to try to get your big toe in her mouth. That'd be pretty good, man. But you have to be pretty flexible, so you have to come back for that. About a dozen more breaths here. Man, you ain't got no space over here, huh? Let's bend this knee up a little bit higher. Yeah, what we can do is actually bounce it on the block a little bit. Back's pretty tight. Take one last inhale here, breathing all the way down to the bottom, the base of the spine and the tailbone. And as you exhale, bring your right leg back to center. Let's extend your left leg out to meet the right. Set your strap down to the side of your mat. And then just hold your legs up there for three breaths above the hips. Little bend in the knees, feel your lower back on the floor, keep breathing into the kidneys, and just allow the legs to drain into the organs. Should feel a nice cooling sensation after those first few breaths, because that newly purified blood is a lot less hot, you know? Without all the toxins, we run a little bit cooler. Or at least it feels cooler. I don't know if it's actually cooler. It might really be hotter, but it feels nicer because there's less gunk inside, you know? Cool. And it's pretty nice there, you know? You could just stay there forever. It'd be so cool. But we're going to bend the knees in towards the chest, wrap your forearms around the shins, and then just hold the legs there for four breaths. Give your thighs a great big squeeze in towards your chest and find some love for your legs. You know, think about all the paths you've walked down. Think about some special ones, you know, maybe with some snow on the sides or some big trees or, you know. Think about some of your favorite places. And then make sure you're smiling at least a little bit, you know. You don't want to walk out of here with, you know, resting bitch face. So none of us do, really. We all want to have big smiles, right? and it requires a little bit of practice. Well, just a little bit, though. I'll take one more inhale here, finding that appreciation for your knees. As you exhale through your mouth, squeeze the knees towards your forehead. Empty through the mouth. Give your knees little kisses. And then extend your legs forward and wide. Reach your hands out wide. And set up your body so that you don't have to move for a while. Doesn't really matter what position your body's in, as long as you're still for a bit. Then take one last inhale through the nose. Flex your hands, the arms, the biceps, the shoulders, the calves, the thighs. And then exhale through your mouth and release into your Savasana. Final rest. Listen to the silence in the room. Try to focus on it so that it grows louder. Your fingers and your wrists. Feel the earth at your back. thump of your heart. And then, nice and slow, make your way into a comfortable seated position. No rush at all. Once you're seated, find the tallest spine that you can. And let's practice some gratitude and thinking about some people that support you. Maybe family or friends. And just taking a few moments to say thank you for all the things that are going right, that are easy to overlook. Something as simple as good health or being able to step into the yoga studio. Or maybe that it's nearing the end of summer, it's still really nice outside. Maybe even simpler than that. Like today, I'm alive. How cool that is. Thank you all so much for joining me tonight. Let's finish with one om together. Let's seal off the practice. I would take a big breath in through your nose. Thank you so much. Always an honor. Until the next time, the light within me bows before the light within you. Namaste. So it's great to be back. Thank you guys, again. Have a great rest of your night. If you have any questions or anything like that, just let me know. But this class will be on my website, hopefully tonight or tomorrow morning.